Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Lord said to Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, a model of the poisonous snakes, and set it upon a pole. And it'll come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. Now, other translations bring out, I believe, a very significant thing here. The Young's Literal says, and he that has looked expectingly upon the serpent of brass, he has lived. So there was a certain way you looked at it. Moses makes the serpent of brass. He sets it on the ensign or the pole. And it has been, if the serpent has bitten any man and he has looked expectingly unto the serpent of brass, he has lived. Glory to God. How many believe this is history? This is not a fairy tale. This actually happened. This is miracle. This is miracles. The Amplified says, Moses made the serpent of brass, of bronze. He put it on a pole. And if a serpent had bitten any man when he looked to the serpent of bronze, attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. So this look was not a glance. It was a fixed. Can you see that? Yeah. Steady, absorbing gaze. And what happened as a result of this? If they lived, they had to be healed. If they were healed, they were forgiven. If they were healed, if they weren't delivered, they'd have been bitten again. With a look at the serpent on the pole. Not four or five different things. At the same thing. They got forgiven. And they got healed. And they got delivered. Looking at the same thing. Did you know that this serpent on the pole is a type of Jesus on the cross? You might say, no, a snake can't be a type of Jesus. Oh, yes, it can. In John 3:14, it said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The serpent on the pole represents Jesus on the cross. How can that be? Brass mold, model of a poisonous snake. How can that be? Because the cross, as much as we revere it, is not a pretty place. It's a place where judgment fell on the spotless, sinless Lamb of God. Brass and bronze is a type of hardness and judgment. And the snake, a type of the enemy and sin. Why? How could that be a type of Jesus? Because when he hung there on that cross, remember he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? What happened? And it got dark. I mean, the sun didn't shine. Why? All the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, were laid on him. And he didn't just sympathize with our sin, he became sin with our sin. Is it true, saints? That's why it's not something pretty on the pole. He became sin with our sin. Oh, but if he became sin with your sin, then you really have become righteous with his righteousness. Those that will look on him with that steady, absorbing, expecting gaze. Now put yourself in their place. If I turned loose three rattlesnakes in this crowd right now, there would be some noise. And there would be some motion. Some move. Is that right? Ah, a snake! And if some people were bitten, I've been bitten. It bit me. There would be commotion. And you turn loose thousands of poisonous snakes in a group of hundreds of thousands of people, and they're all camped relatively close together, and they're all over the place, and people are yelling and screaming, and they're running. That spooks the animals. They knock over the stuff into the campfires. They run over the tent. Come on, can you see this? This is a scene of chaos. And in the middle of this, how he got their attention, I don't know. Probably sent runners throughout the camp. But you hear, stop, look on the serpent on the pole and you'll live. Stop, look at the serpent on the pole and you'll live. Stop, look on the serpent on the pole. Look expectantly, not just glance. Steady, absorbing gaze, the Amplified said, expectantly. Yeah. Young's literal said. What if you've been bit? You're in pain. You can feel the venom coursing through your veins. You can feel your lungs and your breathing organs constricting. You can feel yourself dying. Somebody you know is laying over there dead. Your camels and are running over the hill. Your tent is in the fire. In the midst of all of this, what do you got to do? Come on, help me out. What do you got to do? You've got to ignore all of that, and you got to fix. Come on, are y'all with me? You got to fix. See, if you ignore the Lord and focus on what the enemy's saying, faith wanes away. But if you will ignore what the enemy's saying and doing and fix your gaze on him, faith waxes strong as you behold the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's what Abraham did. Said he considered not his own body now dead, nor Sarah's body, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. It makes all the difference what we choose to look at. Yes. What if they didn't choose to look on the serpent on the pole? Then you die. Yeah. You die. And whose fault is that? But if you choose to look on the type of the Christ, you get it all. I said you get it all. Amen. While you're standing there, if you feel a snake crawl across your foot, you can't look. Come on, y'all with me. Yes. If your heart's palpitating and you can't breathe, you better look. Yes. Is that right? Do you want to live? Yes. You better. And while you're gazing and tuning everything else out, you're forgiven. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You're forgiven because our sins were laid on him at the cross. And you are healed. Right. The venom coursing in your veins is neutralized. Yes. By the power of God, and the injuries you sustain are healed up. Hallelujah. Looking at the same thing. Oh, did you hear that? You're looking at the same one. And you are delivered. God makes the snakes go away. So you are no longer in danger. You are forgiven. You are healed. You are delivered. And you looked at the one and the self same thing. Hallelujah. If there's forgiveness and healing and deliverance in a type of Jesus on the cross, do we get less in the real thing? Did we lose something by the actual coming of Jesus and going to the cross? Right. Certainly not. Right. I said, certainly not, because it represents Him bearing our sins, Him bearing our diseases, Him delivering us. I mean, that's what the psalmist saw. He said, He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction.
Amen.
Glory to God. He fills your mouth with good things. Is He the same? Jesus the same? Yesterday, today, and forever? Can you? I mean, if they could do it under the old covenant, not even born again, can we under the new covenant, children of God, with the Spirit of God, greater one living inside us, with the name of Jesus, can we tune out the symptoms, the reports, the feet? Come on, can we?
Yes.
You know, everybody knows you should resist sin. If you're tempted to sin, you should resist sin. But should you resist sickness? A lot of people have made a nice place for it to lay down and used it to get out of work and used it to get sympathy from other people. No! No, somebody say, no, no, no. Resist sin with everything in you. Resist sickness with everything in you. Resist depression. Resist poverty. Resist every part of the curse of the law. Every part of the curse that came from sin. It's all joined together. And thank God, the remedy, the healing, the solution is all in one. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. Come on, say, somebody say, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Can you tune the other stuff out? Can you quit talking about it. You know, even the storm stuff. I know you want to know what's going on, but don't sit there in front of that TV and let them put fear in you all day and all night. That's just going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your faith. And if you've been diagnosed with a problem, don't sit and think about that and check how you feel every 30 seconds. Come on, are y'all with me? You got to tune it out. You got to push it aside. You got to fix your gaze.
Right.
Oh, come on, somebody help me out. Fix your gaze. Steady, absorbing gaze, expectantly. What am I looking at? What am I looking at? I'm looking at my healer.
That's right.
I'm looking at my forgiver. I'm looking at my, but what about all this? I can't look at that. I want to live. I can't look at all that. I'm looking at my Jesus. I'm looking at my healer, my protector, my provider. I can't look at all them bills. I can't talk to you about all the problems. I got to look at Him. I'm looking at Him. And everyone that looked, lived. Lived. Everyone that looked, lived.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.